Hello, everybody. It's been a while. I wanted to talk today about reflecting on the year. I've been thinking about this lately, and I've probably talked about it other years, or at the beginning of the year, or at the end of the year. That's a time of reflection, right? We are either thinking of New Year's resolutions or reflecting on the year that's about to end. And as is trendy, some people think of a word for the year. Well, I was doing that in a more negative sense because that is just kind of how I'm pre-programmed and what I have to battle against. A brain that is set on viewing things. Sometimes, well, let me be honest, not sometimes, always, my default is negative, and I have worked very hard to try and combat that in my life, to view things positively. But one thing that I kept thinking of in my reflections was there was a lot of loss this year for me personally. Not just death as a loss, although yes, I did lose my grandma. We were blessed to have her for 100 years. She turned 100, and then she the next month passed away. So she lived from 1922 to 2022. So that is a blessing. And just reflecting on that loss, but also the loss of many relationships, the loss of church family, the loss of, I guess, situations in my life. I had been homeschooling for 3 years, and then we sent the kids back, so loss of that way of life. And then me returning to full-time work again, which is what caused me to start this podcast years ago, which was when I started full-time work, and it was disastrous for me emotionally. And that's happening all over again. I just seem to really struggle with the capacity to balance that. So that is what I've been working on the past 6 months, is learning to navigate that once again. So as we've talked about, or as I've talked about in this podcast before, about Psalms and why so downcast my soul, and the importance of speaking to ourselves life and helping ourselves, speaking to our soul and getting back on track. It's important to remember the Lord's faithfulness. Psalm 77:11 says, "I will remember the works of the Lord." I did a quick Google search on Bible verses about remembering God's faithfulness, and I would recommend you do that. It's pretty interesting to see all the times that it comes up, like, I will remember, or the word basically in bold, remember, and also the opposite of that, which is forgetting. And these themes are talked about many times from Genesis to Revelation, remembering and forgetting, and the importance of that. So, just made me think about, you know, well, what is the opposite of loss? Or maybe not the opposite, but sure, there's been a lot of loss, but what goes hand in hand with loss? Well, I could think there's been great loss, but there's also been great compassion. There's been great loss, but there's been great love extended. There's been great tenderness, great mercies. One of the things I'm currently working on in my therapy sessions, which have been very helpful to me in navigating things. And I'm very blessed to have a therapist who is a believer. I've had other therapists who are not believers, and while they are very good at what they do, it really helps to have that component. So one of the things we were talking about was different types of negative thinking, and we were going through a bunch of different ones, and there was a couple that, you know, they can kind of overlap or sound similar. So I'm not going to give you necessarily the title of the thinking pattern because I honestly don't have the notes in front of me. But the gist of it, to summarize, something that struck me is the black and white thinking and these types of negative thought patterns, which allow you to just think of the negative while not seeing the positive, or just even like filtering out, literally like using a filter, and then all you catch in your strainer is the negative, and you have let all the positive out. So I was kind of just trying to use this in my filtering out of the year, where there has been a lot of loss. But I don't want to forget how faithful the Lord has truly been. And I wish I could hear all of your words to encapsulate the year. That would be so beautiful, to just hear God's work among his people. But I would also challenge you, if you are like me and you're maybe knit, your default is to first see the negative. So I would challenge you to think of what goes hand in hand, what was extended to you in the midst of, you know, how you would encapsulate the year. Maybe you are a positive person, and maybe you can look back at the year and say, oh, it was a fantastic year. Well, you know, I would also challenge you to see what goes hand in hand with that too, because it's important really to see both sides of the coin, to be balanced. And so much of our walk with Christ is his Holy Spirit balancing us, because there's always those two things to hold in tension, right? Not intention, in space tension. Yes, I would challenge you for that. And I would challenge you to just reflect on the year and just really be amazed as you remember the Lord's faithfulness upon your life, in the good and in the bad. And that's what I wanted to talk about today. So hope you are all well, and I hope that you are being intentional about this Christmas holiday season. I wish you all a very, very merry Christmas time.